Hello there, my name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. It is 2024, and whether you're joining for the first time, 100th time, or for the 200th time, I am so glad you're here. I have lots of exciting things in store for you this year. Each episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. Get ready for stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events, as well as practical ideas and inspiring stories from new guests each month. If we mention something you'd like to check out, you'll find the link to it in the show notes. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. This episode is sponsored by my AI resources. Head to classtechtips.com/AI to access my free ebook with ChatGPT prompts, information on my AI and education membership, details about my quick reference guide, and links to every blog post I've written and podcast episode I've recorded about artificial intelligence. For everything AI, head to classtechtips.com/AI. This week's episode is titled Teacher Tips to Use Gemini to Save Time. And if you're like me, you're always on the lookout for ways to streamline your workload and reclaim your time throughout the week. That's why today on the podcast, I'm excited to share an AI-powered tool. It's becoming one of my go-tos, one of the chatbots in my back pocket, and it's called Gemini. It was known as Bard. It's Google's chatbot, or you can think of it almost like Google's version of ChatGPT. And there are oodles of ways that you can use Gemini to save time this school year. So this episode is going live on the 19th. Sometimes I record them a couple weeks in advance. I'm recording this one just about a week before it'll go live. I just got home from the EdTech Teachers AI and EDU Summit. I keynoted, helped kick off the day yesterday, which was a lot of fun. So all things AI are definitely on my mind today. Yesterday, my talk, my sessions were really around this idea of saving time and using AI as educators to really pull it into our workflow to save some hours over the course of the week, and using that as a lens to build a foundation for all the things we want to do and want to talk about with students over the course of this school year, next school year, and probably well into the future. So if you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know I'm a big fan of chatbots and using AI this way. I have a free ebook. It's called 60 Plus Must Try ChatGPT Prompts for Teachers. It's been downloaded over 5,000 times already, so it's a freebie. You can totally grab a copy of it too. And I have that laminated quick reference guide using AI chatbots to enhance planning and instruction that was published by ASED and ISTE last year. There's thousands of those in the hands of educators too. But today we're building upon that. So not quite going beyond ChatGPT. I don't know that I want to think of it that way, but looking at a lane that might feel parallel, which is using Google's chatbot. So kind of like a new chatbot suggestion, some special features I want to point out today, and then of course some connections to what you might already do with other chatbots, but you want to try with Gemini now. So Gemini is from Google. As I mentioned, it used to be called Bard, but now the official name is Gemini. It's a chatbot. It uses a large language model to train, to learn, so that it can respond to your natural language, the things you're typing in. And it can help with everything from lesson planning, drafting communications, to to differentiating instruction and creating assessments too. So you can use the same chatbot prompts that you would use with ChatGPT or Claude with Gemini too. So just another option to put in your tool belt. And as we get into these dozen or so ways to use Gemini to save time this school year, there are some things that are specific to this particular tool that may make it worth checking out. And if you are in a Google school account, you might have access to Gemini already. If you use a personal Gmail account, you might have access to it as well. Everything we're talking about in this episode, you can do with a free version, but just like ChatGPT has a plus version, Gemini has what they call an advanced version that has a couple extras. So just something to know as you're exploring this space. So let's jump into our list of ways to use Gemini to save time this school year. First up is the Google integration. There's plenty of items on this list that I think are worthy of your attention, but this might be the biggest one for you. And I love the integration with Google tools, particularly if you're in a Googly environment anyhow. So I'm someone, I use Docs and Sheets multiple times a day, and I'm super impressed with the integration that Gemini has. So what you can do is after you generate a response with just a tap of a button, you can move that Gemini response into Google Docs or into Sheets for easy organization. And so you don't have to copy and paste or worry about carrying formatting into another space. This will do it for you. And of course, and copy and paste is where you're at. That's number two on our list here. In addition to the Google tool integration, it has a nice easy button for you to quickly copy and paste any content that you generate. At the bottom of the response, you'll see that button. You just tap on the three dots, choose the copy option, and then you're ready to paste this anywhere. So even if you don't use Google tools like Gmail or Docs or Sheets, it'll still work pretty seamlessly with the other environments that you might inhabit. Number three on our list of reasons is to, or I should say tips to use Gemini to save time, is that you can easily modify your response. And if you spent time with me at a workshop this year, I recently visited a school in New York City where we were talking about this. I just led a webinar for some South Carolina educators a couple weeks ago. I was at a conference in Mississippi talking about this, and Boston, or I should say Massachusetts, at this AI and EDU summit just yesterday as I'm recording this. Then you know I love a chain prompt, and that's one where you follow up one prompt with a qualifying statement or a modifier. Now there is a modify button in Gemini, so where it automatically will let you tap and modify your response instead of typing in your modifier. So when you click on the modify button, it gives you the option to regenerate that response in either shorter, longer, simpler, more casual, or more professional. So all of those are options that it defaults to for you to quickly modify. Next on our list of ways to use Gemini to save time are some lesson planning shortcuts. So if you are looking to design a new lesson or activity for students, you can give Gemini the specifics and it can generate lesson outlines, give you activity suggestions, and even some potential learning objectives. You can even use it to customize ideas you found on my blog. Maybe you explored one of my posts on digital timelines or virtual field trips and you want to customize it for your students. It would be a nice quick lesson plan shortcut. You're not going to get 100% of the way there, but it will surely save you some time in that design process. Next up is with your drafts for communication. So Gemini can whip up drafts of newsletters, emails for families, and even correspondence that might feel a little bit tricky to tackle. So this is great at providing a starting point and can help ensure just the right tone of your email or whatever kind of communication you might be creating. And you might have tried out some of the communication prompts from my post with ChatGPT tips. I'll link that out in the show notes for today's episode, but you can do that with Gemini too. So great for creating drafts of newsletters and emails that might feel a little bit tricky to write. Another way to save time is by generating creative writing prompts to share with students. So if your writing lesson needs maybe a little bit of a spark or something new infused into it, Gemini can suggest some engaging prompts or story starters that will get your kids' creative juices flowing. And you can ask it to give you images too. If you're particularly if you're using the advanced version, it can create images for you. And that is something you could do to spark a creative writing experience in your classroom as well. Now, similar to what you might have tried with Perplexity AI or Magic School AI, the next reason on our list of tips to use Gemini to save time is the differentiation support. So you can use Gemini to support any differentiated instruction goal you might have, as long as you can write a prompt that goes along with it. So you might enter a learning objective and then ask Gemini to give ways to modify that activity or provide scaffolds for the needs of your students. And you can get specific when you craft a prompt to maybe even differentiating for student interest or including some information on the standard. So far in our ways to use Gemini to save time, we've got a Google integration, a quick copy and paste, you can modify your responses, get some lesson planning shortcuts, help out with communication drafts, have a little bit of support with creative writing prompts, and of course, some help with differentiation. I've got a few more to add to our list, so if one of those didn't grab your attention, hopefully this next half of the list will. Next up in ways to use Gemini to save time are for quick translations. And although you might already be familiar with Google Translate for quick translations, Gemini can help too. So Gemini can translate short messages or passages. Just like many translation services, it's not going to be 100% perfect, but it's a great head start, particularly if you have a native speaker in your school community who's going to review a translation. This can give them a head start. Now, Gemini can also act as a summarization tool, so it can summarize lengthy articles or pieces of text to pull out the most important points. So this could be helpful if you want to narrow down the info you're sharing with students, kind of give them, what is it, the TDLR, right? Or that a quick summary. That's a social media term I don't use all the time, but that idea that it's a quick summary, just narrowing it down to a couple bullet points. So this can help with that too. Now, in addition to using it as a summarization tool, you can use Gemini to save time with some question creation. So multiple choice questions, open-ended questions, you name it, Gemini can help you build assessments if you ask it to craft questions. So you can ask it to craft questions directly from a set of information or to create even discussion questions that you can share with the group. And when you ask for help, you can even include a list of some vocabulary words that you want it to include. Now, something that might seem silly, but could take you some time, so I put it on our saving time list, is some help with fun announcements. You might let Gemini draft engaging morning announcements or creative reminders about assignments that will grab your kids' attention. So you might ask it to turn a typical assignment reminder into a song, a riddle, or a poem before you share it with your students. So there is just so much that you can do with Gemini. We are scratching the surface, right, in our conversation today on ways to use it to save time. Next up is to use Gemini to get initial student feedback. So instead of putting student work inside of a chatbot, which I would not recommend you doing, Gemini can help you instead get some ideas for the type of feedback you might give. So for example, you might put in the task or expectations you have for students, describe it, and then ask for ideas on the type of feedback you might give to a group. So this can help with initial student feedback. You can also save time with Gemini by using it as a unit starting point. So before digging into a new unit with students in any subject area, you can ask Gemini for a summary of key points, an overview, or maybe even some fun facts about the topic. This can help you gather some ideas that might be new to you if it's the first time teaching that particular unit of study, or some ways to really energize the content that you've taught before in the past. Another way to save time with Gemini is by switching the formats of something. So this could be switching a list to a table or a paragraph into bullet points, right? You name it. You can either ask it to turn something into a new format, or if it gave you a response in a format you don't love, you can then respond with a quick, make this a table or make this a list. Now, the last one on our list is the save for later option. One of the biggest time savers when I'm jumping into a chatbot, including Gemini, is looking on the left-hand side of the screen to see my older chats or my chat history. You can even rename them later so that they cover a particular task. So if you find yourself always looking for ideas for do now activities, and so you have a prompt that you've written that's really robust, that's about everything you love to have in a do now activity, you can save that whole chat history, go back to it the next time you're looking for more do now activity ideas, and then work within that same chat so it remembers your history or all the things that you like to see in your output. So this is just a handful, about a dozen or so teacher tips to use Gemini to save time. And similar to other chatbots you might have tried in the past, Gemini is an evolving technology. And in order to really make the most of it or uncover its full potential, you want to be specific when you're writing instructions and experiment with it. You might not get a perfect response on your first try, but as you practice writing prompts, I'm confident that it will shave off time from your to-do list over the course of the year. You can almost think of it as a digital teaching assistant that's there to handle some routine tasks, spark ideas, and maybe even make your life a bit easier. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I just returned from a conference outside of Boston all about AI and EDU. I was there to keynote and kick off the event. It was a lot of fun talking to everyone about what they're watching, what they're trying out, and even some conversations with educators who are really big fans of ChatGPT but are now trying out Gemini or trying out Claude or just dipping their toes in these other chatbots as they are coming on to the scene. So lots of directions you could take this in after today. Let's finish up this episode like we always do with a few key points for making this EdTech easy. Streamline tasks like lesson planning, communication, and assessments. Get inspired by gathering lesson ideas that you can use to personalize student experiences. Gemini integrates smoothly with Google tools, allowing you to work efficiently. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from today's episode by going to classtechtips.com/podcast. You'll just head there and look for episode 259. You'll also find a direct link to the show notes in the summary for this episode. So if you're on a podcast app, you might have to hit like a read more or expand button. And underneath the little paragraph summary I write for each episode, you'll see all the links for today. This episode is sponsored by my AI resources. Head to classtechtips.com/AI to access my free ebook with ChatGPT prompts, information on my AI and education membership, details about my quick reference guide, and links to every blog post I've written and podcast episode I've recorded about artificial intelligence. For everything AI, head to classtechtips.com/AI. This March, we'll celebrate 5 years of the Easy EdTech podcast. To help celebrate, I'm hoping you can do us a favor. Leave a rating or review for the podcast wherever you're listening today. Spotify will let you tap on the stars, and Apple Podcasts will let you tap on the stars too, and leave a 1 or 2 sentence review. A big thank you in advance for helping us get ready to celebrate this March.